This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The third day of the Republican National Convention kicks off on Wednesday, introducing Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as vice president candidate. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on what is expected in Milwaukee.
Former Trump administration officials will outline what foreign policy would look like if Donald Trump were reelected to a second term. Former Trump rival Nikki Haley.
A strong president doesn't start wars. A strong president prevents wars.
The Milwaukee audience is expected to hear from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Richard Grenell, former acting director of National Intelligence, a conservative and openly gay political advisor who served a controversial stint as ambassador to Germany. At a roundtable this week, Grenell told reporters world leaders are uncomfortable with Trump's unpredictability. They don't know exactly what he's going to do next, Grenell says, and that's a positive for the U.S. I'm Jennifer King.
President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. VOA's Patsy Widakuseras has this report.
Currently, Biden lags behind Trump nationally and in various swing states, including Nevada. Aiming to win black support, Biden contrasted his policies with his rivals. He mocked the term black jobs that Trump often uses.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Biden repeated calls for Americans to treat each other not as enemies. Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of stories 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Bangladesh urged all universities to close after at least six people died in violent protests over the allocation of government jobs and police raided the headquarters of the main opposition party. The mayor of Paris dipped into the Seine River on Wednesday to showcase its improved cleanliness before the Olympic Games. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has more.
After months of anticipation, Paris mayor Anne Hidalgo and a top Olympic official fulfill a promise made months back to show the Seine River is clean enough to host open-air competitions. During the upcoming 2024 Olympics, clad in a wetsuit, Hidalgo lowered herself into the river near the imposing-looking City Hall, her office, and the Notre Dame Cathedral. Paris 2024 chief Tony Estanguet and another official joined her. Since 2015, organizers have invested heavily to $1.5 billion to prepare the Seine for the Olympics and to ensure Parisians have a cleaner river in the years after the Games. I'm Charles Ledesma.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports that police in Thailand believe one of six people found dead in a luxury hotel room poisoned to death, the others because of a bad investment.
The six were last seen alive when food was delivered to the room Monday afternoon. The staff saw one woman who received the food, and security footage shows the other five arriving one by one to the room shortly after. Thai police say traces of cyanide were found in cups of the six people and thermoses police found in the room. Initial results of an autopsy are expected Thursday. Police say a husband and wife among the dead had invested money with two of the other victims. I'm Donna Warder.
The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez ends with a guilty verdict on all charges. VOA's Aaron Rannan reports from New York City.
After the jury decision, outside the Manhattan courthouse, the senator from New Jersey vehemently denied the charges.
Good afternoon. Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal. I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent.
Menendez's legal team has announced plans to appeal the verdict. Aaron Rannan, VOA News, New York City.
Britain's new Labour government said on Wednesday it would build a Holocaust memorial and learning centre next to the Houses of Parliament in London, committing to a long-standing pledge dodged by controversy. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.